You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
Hate speech? There is speech that is hateful, but hate speech is a political term.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Remember when we had on Abigail Schreier and she had a book about transgender issues? She's not the only one who has done this. There's another book that is out, and we're actually going to have the author of this book. What is it, Monday?
Tomorrow.
Oh, no, tomorrow. Sorry, tomorrow. He's going to be on the show tomorrow. Ryan Anderson. He has a book about the transgender, all of the controversy and everything. It's called When Harry Became Sally, Responding to the Transgender Moment. Now, it had been up at Amazon and other places. Anderson is the president of the Ethics and Public Policy Center, and he's done a lot of work with different scholars. I mean, he's not like a red meat YouTuber. You know, he's not bombastic. He is an academic. And it is an academic examination of what has been going on with this issue and responses to it. It is rigorously academic. And Amazon has removed it. They had a lot of people that were screaming at them to take this book away, to stop selling it, even though they'll sell Mein Kampf and, you know, they sell all other kinds of garbage. And I mean, they excluded it from the marketplace. Lolita's up there, I think, but they excluded this in the marketplace. Wow. So it's been effectively banned. It was published in 2018, which was crazy. This is when, I mean, this book, and it was removed just, you know, this week from not just Amazon, but Kindle and Audible as well. And Amazon, from what I understand, has just recently changed their terms. And they do not allow what they consider hate speech. Again, Mein Kampf is still on there. They will get involved and they will eliminate books and not allow those books to be on their marketplace if it involves anything of that nature. Which, again, that is also arbitrary. The revolution is complete when the language is perfect. To describe something as hate, I don't believe in the phrase hate speech. I don't believe in the phrase hate speech. Now, I believe in hateful language. I believe in hateful actions, obviously. But hate speech? There is speech that is hateful, but hate speech is a political term. It is not something that is, it's not something that is actually in the science of words. It's not etymology. This is a political definition that is more often used to describe things that progressives dislike, as opposed to things that are legitimately hateful. Anything that they dislike is considered to be hate speech. When you are asking genuine questions, legitimate questions about transgenderism, that is considered hate speech. Again, I use the example of the female feminist who is an academic from Canada who is banned off Twitter, the furthest thing from a bomb thrower you could imagine. And she ended up getting canceled. She got banned from Twitter because she was asking, and I thought, like, questions that had not been asked before. She was asking about the issue of fluidity and hormones and genuine things. But she was being very honest in her questions. And when she wouldn't get full answers from individuals, you know, she would have a follow-up question. Yes, well, but you didn't answer this aspect of it. And she was very polite, very civil. But I guess the conversation was too honest, and so she had her account permanently suspended. And the screenshots of the tweets, I was actually quite shocked because I kept thinking, well, this was like over a year ago. But I thought, you know, surely there's probably something in there. There really wasn't at all. There was not at all. It was just the fact that her questioning this issue, asking very serious, legitimate questions because you're genuinely interested. And it's from a perspective of academic curiosity. Questions are considered to be a symptom of disbelief. and that cannot be allowed. If you are questioning their narrative, if you're questioning progressive narratives, questioning progressive ideology, the question itself is looked at as an act of the objection itself is, it's looked at as though it's like an act of resistance. It's like an act of protest. Question and protest are not the same thing, but that's how it's being viewed by the left. If you simply ask a question, then that is you signaling that you are not buying and believing them fully. The presence of questions means that full control is not possible. And that's the problem. So questions aren't even allowed for that reason. Founded 30 years ago, Kel-Tec takes pride in their mission of game-changing innovation and performance. A privately owned family company, Kel-Tec began making firearms in 1995 and to this day continues to never copy weapons, but always innovate and create never-before-seen firearms. Now, SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned to this program and the Kel-Tec social channels to discover new Kel-Tec weapons, all true to Kel-Tec's commitment to their customers by offering them firearm designs they can't get anywhere else. All Kel-Tec firearms are quality made right here in America in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to go to work. Kel-Tec believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms, and they work hard to provide top quality products for you, law enforcement, and military personnel that protect America and our freedoms. To find a retailer near you and learn more about Kel-Tec's full line of pistols, rifles, shotguns, accessories, and more, check them out at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So this is how far we've gone. Mr. Potato Head is no longer Mr. Potato Head. This is an actual thing, according to the AP. Hasbro gave the tater a gender-neutral name. Basically, all they did was drop Mr. It's just Potato Head. This is the stupidest thing ever. Toy makers have been updating their classic brands. They have a Mrs. Potato Head, dummies. They've been updating their classic brands to appeal to kids today, i.e., they've been ruining toys to appeal to kids who have been ruined by bad parents. Barbie doesn't have, she's not like, I don't know, I don't really care about Barbie. But they said American Girl has a boy doll. By the way, that was also done with the My Buddy. Have you ever met My Buddy? Because My Buddy was here before you, American Girl, with your American boy doll. I just think that the Potato Head is stupid. Like, we're calling it Potato Head. It's never going to be Potato Head. We're always going to call this thing Mr. Potato Head. And the only difference between Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head was Mrs. Potato Head had pink lips in her butt, whereas Mr. Potato Head did not. That's where they kept them, by the way, in case... Please tell me that people are aware of this, right? You kept all the parts. You put it in the behind of the tater. Yeah, the little butt flap, right? It was like those old-timey jammies that you see in the cartoons. So that's silly. It's silly. Hitting the gym is not going to actually make you lose weight. Some scientists. They say because we burn this one scientist, Herman Ponser, says that we burn the same amount of calories every day regardless of lifestyle and that people should focus instead on diet. So I think there is something to it, but however, you want to be toned. Because I've gone to the gym every single day and I've kickboxed 3 times a week and I had to do a bark and berries thing because of a heart issue that they had suspected that thankfully was not. And that was, I mean, it was like the same effect, but you would rather replace fat with muscle. So I just think that maybe there should be like a little, you know, just don't buy into all of that stuff. You know what? Eat what you want to eat with moderation and then just be healthy, be active, right? Good heavens. And muscle does burn fat. Can people stop with the Gorilla Glue? I'm done. I'm so done. This guy learns his lesson, according to the Western Journal. He tried to create a Gorilla Glue challenge, and it did not go the way that he expected it would because he glued a stupid cup to his mouth and had to go to the hospital. Stop it. Stop doing this. We've been discussing this, it's the Gender Equality Act. This is what you've been seeing the flag fight over. With Marjorie Taylor Greene and the other lady who's, sponsoring it or something to that effect. This is, and we're going to get into this a little bit more, but this is one of the pieces of legislation that they're getting ready to debate. They're It's this bill that this was the basis for which Joe Biden was accused of erasing women. And from because this had to do with federal funds going to public schools. And if public schools were not allowing men to compete in women's sports, then those schools would be, they would lose that federal funding based on that rule. And that's obviously a concern. And there have been women who have been speaking out about this. There have been female athletes who have been speaking out about this. And they're not being heard. They're not being heard, and it's the Equality Act. They're not being heard, and in fact, women are slurred and they are attacked in a horrifically sexist fashion if they even so much as bring up concerns, not just about their security, but also about protections in sports, etc. I mean, it's a serious thing. It's the Equality Act, and they've been debating it. I don't know if they're, I think it'll pass in the House easily, and then it goes to the Senate, which it's going to be a little bit tougher in the Senate. But there's a good chance that it'll pass, just to be honest about it. I mean, there's a very good chance that it'll pass. And it's about expanding the government's definition. And I don't think that the government should have any involvement in this as to what is or is not bigotry. And I don't think that taxpayer dollars should have any part in this. Not at all. And so the restrictions on eligibility for federal funding, I mean, we've already kind of seen this play out with Catholic adoptions and, you know, et cetera. We saw that play out in Illinois. But I don't know. This is, there's a lot of things to be concerned about with this, but particularly I do agree that it is the erasing of women in this administration. There won't be any protections for women. There won't be any spaces for women to compete. Women's athletics will be entirely just completely destroyed. And we're seeing that more and more. There have been more and more female athletes speaking out about this. It is absolutely abusive for the patriarchy to condescend to females and tell women that they are bigoted because of their concerns, where women have been taught for a millennia, trust your instincts, you know, if you feel unsafe, get out of the situation, etc. And now we're being told that all of these feelings, like if we're in a, you know, bathroom or a fitting room or a locker room, etc., now we're being told that we're bigoted for having these, any of these concerns. And that's, I think it's absolutely abusive. This is state sanctioned abuse of women is what it is. And I do think that and it can go both ways with women who want to identify as men. Nobody has a problem with what you want to do in your private life. But when you start trying to demand that other people alter their reality to match yours, that's where you're infringing on other people's freedoms. You are not the victim in that case. You are the aggressor. And you are victimizing others. It's sad to think that during a pandemic, cybercrime is up 75%. And by far, the most serious cybercrime to worry about is home title theft. Yeah, that's right. Cybercriminals, foreign and domestic, are now after homes. And it's actually easier than you'd think. The title documents to homes are online. And a thief can find your home's title, forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating that you sold your home to them. And then they can take out loans on your home and leave you in debt. But you won't know until late payment or eviction notices arrive. Insurance doesn't cover you, and neither do common identity theft programs. That's why you should protect your home with Home Title Lock. The instant Home Title Lock detects someone tampering with your home's title, they help shut it down. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you could potentially be a victim, and use code RADIO to receive 30 free days of protection for any problems. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so a couple of stories here. There was a man, Florida man, clocked driving 112 miles per hour on U.S. 31 while he was under the influence of a controlled substance. I don't know why I had to say it like that, but Miami County. Yeah, but here's the thing. This was in Indiana. It was a Florida man who was going 120 or 112 miles per hour. And I guess, like, and because he's from Hialeah, Florida, and he smelled like liquor and marijuana, that he was incarcerated in Miami County Jail, 112, and they, I mean, he was apparently high as a kite and other things. How do you not realize you're going that fast, though? Because apparently he didn't, and I just find that a little bit difficult to believe. You know, how do you not know that you're going 112 miles an hour, especially? He was in a Hyundai? Hyundai, isn't that how you say it?
Hyundai.
Okay. Let's see. There's a couple here. I had a couple of you dare me to read this story, and you people are horrible. A Florida Keys man. How do I say this? Here, Kane, I'll share this with you. Some of you people from Florida who are like, I dare you to read this. I bet you won't, LOL. And then it's like, you know that I feel like you're challenging me. He did something personal in front of a sunbathing woman. And then when the boyfriend was like, what are you doing to Armando Quevedo, 56, they fought. This 56-year-old Florida man faces charges of exposure of his male copulatory organ and aggravated battery. And when the deputy got there, it took several people to detain this guy. The boyfriend was snorkeling and got up and saw a show.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, thank you for listening to The Dana Show. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I'd like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.